96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. According to a recent Weight Watchers study, women criticize themselves on average 8 times a day. But those anxieties, those criticisms, aren't just about weight. They are also self-critical about appearance, finances, even their careers. Why is that? And why don't men have the same issues? We're talking about the cause and effect tonight. My guests are Ayanna Gregory, she's a women's activist, and Dr. Dana Williams, chair of Howard University's English Department and a Black Women's Studies scholar. Lines are open. I want to hear what you think about this, particularly if you're a woman who is self-judgmental, self-critical, or perhaps judgmental of your female friends. I want to hear what you have to say. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or find me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Williams, Ms. Gregory, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
First of all, I want to talk about the incident that has unfolded over the past 24 hours in Prince George's County. Dr. Williams, or Dana, as you prefer, I'll ask you first. Domestic violence, women, and self-value, how do they come together?
I think one of the things that we have to think about has to do with the way that we define ourselves and then the way that that perception of ourselves is communicated to other people. Unfortunately, most men are able to detect things that we communicate, whether or not we communicate it orally or not, or whether we communicate it in our behaviors. And in certain instances, men who prey on certain types of women are more prone to go after women who have low self-esteem. And I certainly can't speak to whether or not that was the case with the real tragedy in Prince George's County. But we have to be really careful as women that we don't miscommunicate, or that we have very strong sense of self, so that what we're communicating to other people is that there are certain things that we just will not tolerate.
Mm-hmm. Ayanna, same question.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, you can see patterns. Most women, the majority of women who have continuously been abused or in domestic abuse situations, there's a history around, there's some connection to that. There could be something spanning back to their childhood. Some have seen their women, their mothers being abused, and things like that. And so there's clearly a breakdown in esteem. And if you're susceptible to opening up that door to, if you don't have love for yourself, then somebody else who disrespects you is acceptable. And even when you have other people weighing in to try to get you out of it, it's very difficult to get somebody who has been continuously, who has accepted abuse over and over, to get them to see, because they're not coming from a perspective that someone else may be coming from that had the self-love, that had the esteem. And so it's not a logical conversation. People say, well, why, you know, she's been put in the hospital 3 or 4 times. Why doesn't she just get out? It's not a logical conversation. I've actually heard women who've said things like, you know, if he's not whipping me upside the head, I don't feel like he loves me.
But that doesn't necessarily suggest that a woman who has high self-esteem, who loves herself dearly, cannot still be abused by a mate.
No.
I think you're right, but it's probably less likely to continue.
It
doesn't mean that it won't happen initially, but it won't happen with the same type of frequency. It's not as likely to happen with the same type of frequency.
That's the one time you put your hands on me is the last time.
I see.
And in some instances, you better kill me.
Mm. Well, let us hope that would not be the case. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are women more self-critical, more self-judgmental than men? And do they do it frequently? That's the question we're asking tonight. Let's go to John calling from New Jersey. John, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my wife always does that. I always say she's not beautiful, man. Just put herself under the bus, but every morning I always try to tell her she's beautiful and that God actually took the time to.
Why do you suppose that is, John? Have you ever asked her why she believes that she isn't, particularly if the love of her life tells her otherwise?
I actually really haven't gotten a chance to really, like, sit down and actually ask her, but I'm actually kind of afraid to, like, know the real answer to that.
Well, Dana, your thoughts about that? Because I would imagine that any man who, whether he's married or is dating a woman that he cares for, long-term relationship or otherwise, if he sees her coming down on herself, that he would ask or he would wonder what the problem is. Or is that just something that men just don't know how to address?
Well, I think it's two things. One, it may very well be the case that men don't necessarily feel comfortable having that conversation at certain times because you don't want to pile on. You just want the person to believe you. But along the lines of why it's possible in this instance, I would say it's quite probable that it's just the saturation of media images that tell us what standard of beauty we should aspire to. And very often that standard of beauty does not look like black women. It doesn't look like a particular woman with a weight. So the recent conversation with the Barbie's full figured.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie's got some color. In some instances, Barbie has, you know, some somewhat relatively synthetically natural hair, if you can have that kind of thing. But
is that a weave?
The, yeah,
is
it, right.
Something we weaved Barbie, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But it has to do with that standard of beauty. And one of our brilliant colleagues, Jules Harrell, in the Department of Psychology, talks about you spend your entire life being bombarded with images that say something other than yourself is beautiful. So it takes a similar kind of resistance to that to begin to combat it. You can't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to accept my natural standards or my own standard. Yeah,
absolutely. I was just going to say we have to look at racism, white supremacy historically, creating these standards that were designed by white people and designed specifically by white men. And so this is why it's not just a conversation for black girls and women. It's a conversation for all women because you have industries that were designed by white men. Look at the beauty industry. Concepts around racism. There's so many different double standards. Women are held to a much higher standard almost in every area. And so specifically as it relates to body image and as Dana talked about, media images. I'm a performing artist, and so one of the things that I'm really, really that's important to me is to present myself in a way that young people can see aesthetic that looks like them, that's natural. And so, for instance, if I'm taking images of myself to put on my website, I don't want to Photoshop all of the quote-unquote
Imperfections
yeah. out because they're going to look and think that that's what's real and it's not real. So when people like Tyra Banks, who's this huge image of beauty, is courageous enough to show up publicly without makeup, it's a really big deal because all of a sudden now young girls can say, oh, I look like that. That's what real life can look like. So, I mean, there's no mistake around the fact that, I mean, this society makes so much money off of people not being well, and that's just not physically, but that's also psychologically. So we make a lot of money off of, you know, look at the reality shows and the kinds of things that we see around mm-hmm. plastic surgery. I mean, it's through the roof. People who never thought about it are thinking about it.
And I'm going to talk about that, not just on the outside, but on the inside, too. But I do want to go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about women and self-criticism, self-judgment. Are they doing it too much? Why is that? And what can they do to correct this issue? Denise calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Denise. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is a really great topic.
Thank you.
I agree with everything you guys are saying. I actually have my daughter listening right now.
How old is she?
She's 10 years old.
Good. Go ahead.
I think one of the biggest issues are, like you said, the images that they have on TV. Social media plays a big role in our society today, and it's very negative. And a lot of the images they have for women on reality shows are very negative.
Mm. Excellent point, Denise. Thank you so much. And this is the other piece, because so far we've only been talking about the aesthetics. But according to this survey study, it isn't just about what's on the outside. It's also what's on the inside and things that affect daily lives, such as finances, not making enough money, careers, not being where I am supposed to be. I cannot speak for all men, and I'd love to hear from some guys as well. But when I look in the mirror, I may not go, "You are just pleh," but I may also say, "You're right."
Yeah.
And I just keep getting up and going. And so when we're talking about women specifically, Dana, was there a point perhaps in your younger years when you looked in the mirror, literally or figuratively, and said, "I must do better because I'm not where I need to be," whether it was as a girl, as a teenager, young woman, younger woman?
That's really funny. Yeah. That's really funny. I was just telling somebody this the other day, and they thought that it was odd, but I had the opposite problem. I can remember my mother telling me, "Girl, you're just not as pretty as you think you are." And it wasn't.
It's your mother's fault.
Right. It wasn't at all that she didn't actually think that I was gorgeous. This is funny. It wasn't that she didn't think that I was gorgeous. The thing that she was trying to communicate to me was the very thing that we're talking about. She said, "Okay, so you got this thing that's going on aesthetically for you. You think," because literally I was saying, "I have like a perfect features. My nose is the right place. My ears are the right size apart. My eyes are..." No, this thing, but it was interesting that I was even observing all of these things. And my standard was a black standard. I had the good fortune of growing up in a black town, so white people were there, but that was it. They were just there. So her point to me was, you got to feel that kind of way inside. And her concern for me was that I was displacing a feeling of some internal conflict onto, or projecting it onto, this exterior, right? So she didn't want me to just think that I was cute. She wanted me to also be as comfortable thinking I'm smart, I'm driven, I am disciplined, I am all of these things, because character is about everything other than the physical.
Sounds
right?
Like a movie recently. Right? Smart and cute and...
That's funny. I promise you she didn't, you know, split verbs. You is beautiful. No.
And I think that really is the point. Your mother obviously put a lasso to your ankle and pulled you down to earth, because you were probably, you know, going to float away. And I want to talk more about that, too. I want to ask you the same thing, Ayana, but I need to take a break. I want to remind our listeners, I want to continue this conversation on the other side on SiriusXM Channel 141. So, Sean in Northwest, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we want to hear your comment as well. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Women, are they too self-critical? Are they too self-judgmental? What are the long-term implications of that? Emotional as well, psychological, physical, all of that. We're talking about it. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls on the other side.